your education in elementary and junior high school was all public education.
Right.
And then on into high school, what was the name of your high school?
Taylor Alderdice High School is probably the best high school in Pittsburgh, probably still is. It was 80% Jewish. My elementary public school was 90% Jewish. Again, these were the best schools in town. I accelerated, skipped a grade in elementary school, did high school in 3 years, and college in 2 2/3 years. Not because of any special ability, but because I was impatient with the educational system and was in a hurry. I knew I was going to go to graduate school, depending on which graduate school, so might as well get on with it.
Right. Were you active in activities in high school?
In high school, I debated and did that in college as well. I've been a sports fan all my life, mainly as a spectator. I played softball, played baseball in the summers. So I was not a bookworm.
You graduated from high school in what year?
1960.
Then on to college, which was?
University of Pittsburgh. There. Because I was young, my parents really didn't want me to go away. Yeah, I was 16 and a half when I began college. I lived at home and commuted to the University of Pittsburgh. Pitt was experimenting at that time with a trimester plan. So I went to school 11 months a year, three trimesters. That's why I finished in 2 2/3 years. I went straight through.
So you really enjoyed education.
I did.
Then it was time for you to choose your graduate school. Somewhere along the line in here, you were deciding to become a rabbi. When did that begin to impress itself on your mind?
Probably during high school. I was very, very active in our Temple Youth Group. I was president of the Temple Youth Group. I was an officer in the region, and I was sent to a national leadership camp in Zionsville, Indiana. Met young, dynamic rabbis who I thought were doing exciting and important work with young people, and that's something that I might like to do. At the same time, I was very much interested in law. My dad's younger brother, Harry, a prominent attorney in Pittsburgh, and frankly, I thought I was going to go to law school and join my uncle in practice. My uncle thought so too. So I went to Pitt as a political science major with the idea of going to law school. During the course of my second year at Pitt, I took a philosophy course, and I found myself fascinated by the study of philosophy and took another and another. And I still enjoyed political science, so that became my minor. And I majored in philosophy, and I found myself writing more and more about religious topics when I had an opportunity to do a term paper or a research paper. Finally, I had to say to myself, you know, am I kidding myself about law school? Is that the number one? Or am I serious about the rabbinate? Even into my senior year, I was having this internal debate and finally decided that I was going to go to seminary.
Any special moment? Something happened that you said, no, I've made my decision?
I can't recall anything like that. I recall having a conversation with my father one night late and telling him that I had made up my mind. And my dad, again, was a businessman, and he said, well, let's talk about this. He said, so how long does it take to be a lawyer? 3 years, law school. What could you anticipate in terms of earnings? We talked about that. He said, now, how long does it take to become a rabbi? It's 5 years, Dad, at least, of graduate school. And what do you think a rabbi earns and so forth? And it just didn't make sense from a business point of view. And he simply wanted me to acknowledge that, make sure that I had considered that. And I had. But I told him that wasn't exactly the way I was looking at it. He understood. He was supportive. He just wanted to know, as with many things, I think my father encouraged independent thinking on the part of his sons, but wanted to be sure that we were looking at it as clearly as possible.